Church, listen to this. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing with faith?"
That's right.
"Are you so foolish?
Mm-hmm.
Having begun by the Spirit, you are now being perfected by the flesh." And my friend, that's what's been going on in the church for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
People who had a great heart to serve the King. People who were told that if they would believe God, that He could do things in their hearts and in their lives more than they could ever imagine. And before long, somebody came along who would not applaud and who would not clap. And I'm telling you, figuratively, but bewitched them. You know what bewitched means? Somebody gives you the eye that says things to you critically without speaking a word. My mom's in here, and she bewitched me many times at the dinner table when I was a kid. "Son, you do that one more time, and I will take you to your bedroom. And the company at this table will never know what happened to you. But you will disappear in style." And never said a word. Well, my mom's here. I shouldn't have said that. I want you to know that I want to encourage you tonight to end the times where people bewitch you with their looks.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that you be set free because you are growing to learn the man. And I want to encourage you to stop bewitching people.
Mm.
When they are trying to serve and they don't get it exactly right. We are all in this heap in the floor in a mess. And He says, "I'm telling you, I love the faith that I see coming out of you."
Amen.
Now then, let's look at Jesus. The mission is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The mission is Jesus. One of the things I want you to see about this mission of reaching Jesus is immediately, this man is controversial.
Mm.
Here's what I want you to see, and I want you to know that before I say it, I'm going to say it inadequately. But somehow I think you'll be able to take it in to understand it. People, listen to this. We have entered into an age because of people have patiently stayed with us to grow us. We have entered into an age where we are not interested in being Church of Christ Christians. We are interested still in being Christians only. We are not interested in being Restoration Movement Christians. We are interested in being Christians only. Which was the concept of the Restoration Movement until we began to apply the screws to it and shut it down to where we did not know how to move, to where we could not applaud, to where we could not dance, to where we could not move because somebody thought it was wrong. And I say, set the captives free. Name me one time, Terry, name me one place that we have taught something wrong in the Bible. Let me give you one, and it's a biggie, that the Holy Spirit does not work in the lives of Christians. I heard that for years and years and years and was told, don't you ever say He does. And listen to this. When I was reading the Scripture one day, I saw in the Word of God, it said He did work in us, and I read back to the Scripture, that can't be right.
Ooh.
And then I caught myself, go, what did I just say to that? It says here the Holy Spirit works in our lives. And I'm telling you, we are a people that are able to be set free in the kingdom of God. Even though we're in a heap of a mess in the floor, our God says the truth will draw us in. And you could possibly have so much Bible knowledge in your head, you wouldn't know the truth if He was in the room with you.